Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text Number 53. Satohara Bhagavati, Bhaktim Kuruta Dhanava, Anmohopamyena Sarvatra, Sarabhutat Manishre, Tata, therefore, haro unto Lord Hari, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhaktim, devotional service, Kuruta, execute, Dhanava, all my dear friends, O son of demons, Atma Opamina, just as one's own self, Sarvatra, everywhere, Sarabhuta Atmani, who is situated as the soul and supersoul of all living entities, Ishvare, unto the Supreme Lord, the Controller. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear friends, O son of the demons, in the same favorable way that one sees himself and takes care of himself, take the devotional service to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as a supersoul of all living entities. Purport. The word atmopamyena refers to thinking on others to be like oneself. One can very intelligently conclude that without devotional service, without becoming Krishna conscious, one cannot be happy. Therefore, the duty of all devotees is to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere all over the world, because all living entities without Krishna consciousness are suffering the pangs of material existence. To preach Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity. Indeed, it is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as para upakara, work for the true benefit of others. The activities of para upakara have been especially entrusted to those who have taken birth in India as human beings. Bharata bhumite haila manusha janmaya janma sarthaka karikara para upakara. The entire world is suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised all living beings born in India to make their lives perfect by Krishna consciousness and then preach the gospel of Krishna consciousness all over the world so that others may become happy by executing the principles of Krishna consciousness. So, Tato Haro Bhagavati Bhaktim Kuruta Dhanava Atmopamyena Sarvatra Sarva Bhutatmanishvare. My dear friends, O son of demons, in the same favorable way one sees one's himself and takes care of himself, take the devotional service to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as the supersoul of all living entities. This verse mentions that we should see Atmopamyena Sarvatra, everywhere, the living entities, as to be just like ourselves. Now, why don't we see people just like ourselves? For instance, Chanaka Pandit says, from the material point of view, he describes how ignorance and passion deny one from seeing one's self as the same as others. Only when one comes to the mode of goodness can one actually see others to be like oneself. Therefore, the idea that one can be a good person or can be equal to be a benefactor of others, or even is an instrument of to be a benefactor of others, is not possible as long as one is in the modes of ignorance and passion. One will automatically act for one's either personal interest or for some extended interest, but not for universal interest. Therefore, Chanaka Pandit advises, Matrivat Paradareshu, Paradvareshu Lostravat, Atmavat Paradareshu, bhuteshu yakpashyati sapanditaha. That one's intelligence will be taken away if one becomes desirous of two things. Simply economic development for sense gratification. In the Vedic conception, economic development should be regulated by religious principles. And that economic development should be utilized for sense gratification only as far as necessary so that one can achieve liberation. That the goal of life is liberation, not sense gratification or material possessions. Therefore, dharma means ultimately to utilize things in Krishna service and including the body. To utilize the body in Krishna service and to perform whatever economic development is necessary in order to maintain the body so that the senses can be appropriately or properly, adequately satisfied so that one can have the energy to strive towards liberation. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Atmo pamena sarvatra samam pashti arjuna sukham vadi vadukam suyogi paramo mataha. That he is a true yogi, Arjuna can see the true equality of all living entities, both in their happiness and distress. So happiness means we gain something in the material world. And happiness means we get to gratify our senses because we gain something. We have the ability to gratify our senses. Distress is that whatever we've gained, we're going to have to lose. And distress is that after gratifying the senses, if it's not done properly, then it results in simply distress. One may be very happy that there's a Sunday feast or whatever the feast is, and then one feels very happy eating the prasadam, but if one eats too much, then one becomes distressed by eating too much. One may be very happy possessing some valuable object and may have worked hard for it, but or not, when one may have stolen it, whatever, however one has gotten it. But then when it's lost, either someone else steals it, or you die and you have to lose everything, or you just lose it. You can't figure out where it was. Then it becomes a source of great distress. If you didn't have it, you wouldn't be distressed. But because you thought you had it, and then you lost it, therefore you're in distress. So if you don't have nothing, or as the mafia says, well, I forget who says it, if you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. So if you have nothing, there's no anxiety, because there's nothing to worry about. As soon as you get something, including material body, then you have to worry about losing it. Therefore, when one is anxious to get something in the material world, either economic development or sense gratification, because after all, why do people economically develop? Ultimately, they economically develop in order to protect their body, because their body is a source of shelter, protection, happiness, whatever you want to say. So the economic development is to provide the necessities of the body, and part of the necessities of the body is sense gratification. And then through sense gratification, provide the soldiers necessary to protect the body. The wife, the children, the house, everything else is all sources of protection for the body. So ultimately, we're trying to protect the body so we don't die immediately. And hopefully we're thinking, maybe I won't die at all. If I get enough money, if I have a strong enough house, and my wife and children are very attentive to my needs, or the husband is attentive to the family, then maybe we won't die. But everyone dies anyhow, so it's a big disappointment. We're working hard to prevent death, and we all die anyhow. So one who sees that, everyone's struggling to get money, to enjoy their senses, and protect themselves from death, sees that it's all a waste of time because no one is able to be successful. Everyone's a failure. Paravas, tavat, abhoda, jata. Therefore, they understand that the real value of human life, not that there's no economic development, there's no sense gratification, but it should be aimed at self-realization, to understand how the soul and all the souls have the same interest, which is devotional service to Krishna. Without understanding, one will certainly be misdirected and will wind up doing some kind of economic development just for some kind of sense gratification. Therefore, Prabhupada says that a Krishna-conscious person, he understands that everyone is in the same position in the material world. Everyone is just on the way to leaving their body, and everyone in the uniform of life should be preparing themselves for that. And the best way of preparing oneself for that is by becoming Krishna conscious, or doing the things, the activities that will help us become Krishna conscious. Therefore, Śrīla Vyāsadeva, in his meditation, he didn't see a whole lot of things. When he was sitting down in meditation, after Narada Muni told him, the reason why you're not happy is because you haven't adequately glorified Krishna. So he decided to find out what Krishna is like. So he sat in meditation, bhakti yogena manasi, samyak pranihita male, apaisha purusha purnam, maya cha tad apaishrayam. He sat in meditation, he only saw two things. He saw Krishna, and he saw maya. So that was very good, because those are the two things we can see also. Either we're going to see Krishna, or everywhere we look, we're going to see maya. We're going to see the modes of nature. Now, the best thing to see is how Krishna is the proprietor. And then when we see that how Krishna is the proprietor, well, the next step is to accept that he's the proprietor, and then accept that he's the actual enjoyer. That's our basic philosophy, is that Krishna is the proprietor, he's the enjoyer. And that the next thing is to water the root of the tree, or to serve Krishna with bhakti. Itātura mula nishechanena tripdhyanti tatskana bujo prachaka pranaharnascha yatendriyanam tataiva sarvahanam atuteja. Just like if you water the root of the tree, then the water goes to all the leaves and branches. Or by supplying food to the stomach, the energy goes to all the different parts of the body. Or by serving Krishna, then actually all the demigods and everyone else is satisfied. In other words, Krishna is the source and therefore the root of existence. And when Krishna is satisfied, then all the other obligations that we have are automatically satisfied, because Krishna will take care of them. Therefore, one has to understand what one's actual business is. If our business is to try to survive in the material world, and in the meantime try to, because survival is a basic principle of eternity, and everyone wants to be eternal, because we are eternal. And actually, if you are eternal, then you would want to be eternal. And since we're all eternal, we want to be eternal. Unfortunately, we're in a body which is temporary. So unless we have a body, then there's no question of knowledge or bliss. We just don't want to be eternal. We want to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge. But the basic principle is you have to exist in order to experience knowledge and eternality. Because knowledge means how to be blissful. Knowledge is not how to suffer. We don't have to know anything to know how to suffer in the material world. It comes naturally. Just by living in the material world, there is naturally the miseries coming from material nature, from our bodies, from other living entities, and from birth as old age and disease. You don't need knowledge of how to suffer. That comes along with the body. But we need some knowledge to find out how to be happy. People think they need knowledge in the material world how to become happy, but actually their knowledge of how to become happy in the material world is, generally speaking, a waste of time, because whatever happiness is due to us will automatically come, as it says, it's taisyaiva heto prayate te kovido yad brahmate yad paritam, or something. Talabhyate sukavat anyatak dukavam anyatak sukam kayena sarvatra gavira ramhasa. So, the happiness that we're destined to obtain will automatically come, just like whatever misery we're destined to obtain will also come. So actually, we don't really have to find out how to become happy or distressed in the material world or endeavor for it. That will naturally come. The only thing in the human form of life we should endeavor for is to become Krishna conscious, because that will not naturally come. That requires some effort. Therefore, if one is intelligent, then instead of working hard in order to find eternity, because we're eternal, in order to find knowledge, because by nature we know what's going on when we're in Krishna consciousness, and to try to find happiness, because if we become Krishna conscious, then we're actually becoming happy. Everything else is just the varieties of distress or separation from Krishna. If Krishna is the source of happiness, separated from him means that there's no happiness, no real happiness. And since Krishna is the source of everything, without understanding him, we can't understand anything, including the fact that we're eternal. Therefore, the conclusion is, people are working hard, but they don't, because, and trying to survive, to have knowledge how to enjoy, but because they're not becoming Krishna conscious, or they're different, because they're generally working in ignorance and passion, mostly passion, to wind up in ignorance, therefore they're going in the wrong direction. Instead of doing things that will actually cause them happiness, to become secure, aware and happy, peaceful at least, they're doing the things that will make them more and more less conscious, more and more insecure, and more and more in anxiety. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva Sora, Yayasa Mohita Jiva, Atmakam Tri Gunatmakam, Paropi Manyate Narata, Tat Chapipadyate, Tadvida Pratipadyate. There we saw Yayasa Mohita. The Jivas are all completely illusion in the material world, and they're undergoing the miseries of the threefold miseries. Paropi manyate narata. This is due to their misconceptions and their bad habits. Tad something pratipadyate. Tat kritam pratipadyate. Kritam. Therefore, they're doing things which are not very helpful for themselves. And what's the remedy for all this? So complicated. Everyone's working so hard to become secure, and they're always insecure because everybody was just going to die. And they're trying to stop it from dying. They can't even stop one atom from changing, what to speak of a body from changing. They're trying to become happy in a miserable place where there's so much misery. And they want to find out what's going on, but they're learning from people who have absolutely no idea what's going on. People, the more they study, the more ignorant they become. You go to school, you go to university, learn something. I mean, you can learn technology, something like technology, but even that technology is all imperfect. You learn so much, and the more you learn, the more you become confused to what actually is real. So much speculation. And the real point, that ourselves, that trying to become happy, they want to become happy, they go to school, they go to university so many years, they get into debt and wind up spending a good part of their life paying off the debt in order to get some facility for sense gratification, which they think will cause them happiness, and they get all the facility and they're just burdened by it, trying to collect it, trying to maintain it, trying to protect it. And therefore they wind up miserable at the end of life. They work so hard, they accumulate so much wealth, and then their children steal it, take it away, fight with each other over it. And instead of developing love in a nice relationship, it becomes the source of enmity and greed and everything else, which makes them more miserable. Therefore, one should understand what the cause of the problem is. The cause of the problem is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, if one is intelligent, he should read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and try to understand things properly, so gradually we can actually find out why we're chanting Hare Krishna, why we're hearing, why we're serving Krishna. And so we can become fixed with conviction in it and give up all these other desires or tendencies that will lead us in the general direction that most people are going, thinking, I need this and I need that to become happy, and if I don't get this and that, then somehow or another I won't be as happy as other people who have more sense gratification and have economically developed more than I do, and therefore I'm envious of them and I can't see them in the same level that I am. For those who are less economically developed, in some way less be able to gratify their senses, have a stronger body or a weaker body, whatever. For those who are stronger, I'm envious. Those who have more facility for sense gratification, I'm envious of them. And for those who have less, I'm proud. So I don't see them on the same level as me, because I don't see the soul. I just see whatever material position they're in, and I judge them accordingly. And either I become envious or I become proud, and therefore I fall into illusion and can't understand who they are or who I am, and continue on with material existence, struggling to become better than others and being envious of those who are better and proud of those proud that I'm better than others. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments?
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.